This is episode 950. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for being right there where you are as you get ready to sit down and do a meditation, or you might be out walking around doing your errands, going about your day-to-day business. It's all good. Just the fact that you're here listening to ways to use meditation for more peace, energy, and clarity is incredibly important. It's one of the most important things, in fact, that you could do for yourself. In today's episode, you're going to be guided with the option to use a mudra. Mudras are simply ways to position your hands or fingers to stimulate your nervous system, and that sends signals to your brain. It's very similar to yoga or acupressure, and so it's a mind-body connection technique. Now you can do the guided visualization I'll share with you without doing the mudra. But I do like to share meditation techniques with you because it's really a way to keep your meditations fresh and dynamic, and you never really know what is going to work best for you. There was probably a time when you weren't really sure how meditation was going to work out for you and what it was all about, and now look at you. Here you are listening to a podcast about meditation. So just be open to some of the different techniques you may hear on the Daily Meditation Podcast, because I share these techniques with many people, so I know people get great results with them. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day, and each technique is customized around a weekly theme. Well, we continue with this declutter meditation series, where every day you've discovered a technique to help you declutter some area of your life. Maybe your material possessions, maybe you're organizing your home, or maybe you'd like to declutter a relationship, or your health, or even your thoughts. Maybe you're feeling distracted these days and you'd like a little help to declutter some of the thoughts going through your head. So you can do that in this week's series. So go ahead now and you can settle yourself into your meditation or continue to go about your day as you listen to how to do the technique. The technique, as I mentioned, is a mudra. And it's a mudra that helps to cultivate gratitude. And as you cultivate gratitude, you honor yourself for what you're doing. And you respect your life and the different qualities you're trying to bring into your life as you declutter. So you're going to... remember, this is just an option for you, but if you do decide to do the mudra, just place your hands together as if you're praying. So your hands are right there at your chest, and they are in front of you, the palms facing forward, and your hands are just pressed together. Your fingers are touching, and your thumbs are touching. And then just kind of extend your palms a little bit outwards. You're kind of cupping your palms as if you have something in there as you hold your hands together, as if you're placing your hands around a ball, maybe a golf ball or a tennis ball. You can take a look at Sip and Om's Facebook page for the photo of the mudra, or the website at sipandom.com. You can go to this week's series there and see a photo of how to do this technique. The Facebook page is probably the best bet. And while you're there, if you go to the website, you can have the option to join a subscription meditation site that I have there where you get a daily meditation that's completely guided for half an hour. You can leave the meditation at the 10, 15, 20, or 30 minute mark, and you get a journal and a slowdown guide with all the techniques, as well as a private Facebook group and live trainings. And it's 50 cents a day for a full guided meditation. So again, that's at sipandom.com. Well, as you hold this mudra, this is a mudra that helps you, as I mentioned, to experience gratitude. And what this mudra also does for you is it helps to bring clarity to what it is you want in your life. If you're not holding the mudra, place your hands on your lap with your palms upward in a receptive gesture or downward, feeling as though you're grounding yourself. This is a mudra that will help you focus on clarity. And as you're doing this series, you may have started to declutter your life in several different areas, such as your material possessions or your health or relationships. And you may have noticed that you're making more progress in one area over another, and that's fine. Marie Kondo, who does the KonMari technique from her book, The Magic Art of Tidying, recommends that you focus on one area at a time as you declutter the different areas of your life. And she recommends this because she has found in her experience that when people focus on just one area at a time, they will actually complete decluttering in that particular area, and then they have momentum to go ahead and declutter other areas of their lives. So I followed the KonMari method when I did it, just about to a T, but I did notice some overlap. So as I started decluttering my closet, that's where she recommends you start. That was pretty simple to do. I got rid of more than half of my clothing and shoes and coats and anything I wear. But moving on towards other areas, I did feel this sense of momentum because I had decluttered all my clothes. So that kind of carried me through and I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. But this overlap made it a little tough to focus on just one area at a time. And so I did do a little bit of combining and I still got through it. And that's how it worked best for me. So as you declutter, you might be focusing exclusively on your health. But you'll notice that as you focus on your health, you may want some new workout clothes. But you think, but I'm trying to declutter, so do I really want to go out and buy new workout clothes? Well, yes, you can buy new workout clothes. It's perfectly fine. Or you could buy new dishes that inspire you to eat healthier as you declutter your health. So decluttering is not about restriction. It's actually about freedom. It's about letting go of material possessions and things that you're involved in that you don't really enjoy, that don't light you up, and that are not useful for you. And it's about making sure that your relationships are nurturing.
We can clutter up our relationships with bad habits or negative moods or other areas of our life as well. And so focus on feeling a sense of freedom and relaxation
and clarity as you declutter. And you will notice overlap in your life as well as you declutter. So make sure that you don't feel this sense of restriction where you feel like, oh, I'm decluttering, so I can't do this or I can't do that. Be gentle with yourself and enjoy the process. And as you do so, visualize space around yourself in your meditation. Visualize spaces, wide open fields, an ocean expanse, looking out over a vast lake. Feel expansive as you meditate in your meditation today, honoring this process you're going through, enjoying the freedom from clutter, whether it's your thoughts or habits or material possessions. And always continue your meditation just to the point where you could go a little bit longer, ending it on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down.